We're talking here at the 2017 Cattle Industry Convention with Chuck Hoffe. Chuck is, of course, Oklahoma cattle producer. You've been involved with our Oklahoma Beef Council, and Chuck, you've decided to run for, and you're going to be nominated as one of the officers of the Cattlemen's Beef Board here in 2017, Secretary Treasurer. Why the interest in being a leader with CBB?
You know, Ron, it's really, I feel really fortunate and blessed to be at a stage in my life where I have a family that can continue on the operation. My children will be sixth-generation ranchers, and this is a way for me to bring them into the business and then allow me time, along with my wife, to still continue to support this industry, because I think the checkoff is one of the greatest things that we do in this industry to keep the value of our beef high and increase our beef demand.
You're going to have a key role in helping direct the work of the checkoff, helping kind of be a gatekeeper by virtue of being a part of the operating committee. What does that mean to you?
Oh, it means everything. We laid out a long-range plan last year. That plan is still in place, and the primary objective in that long-range plan is to increase beef demand across the country. You know, we want to responsibly produce the most preferred, safest protein in the world, and we think we do that, but we've got to get that message out to others. And so the objective of the operating committee will be to spend our checkoff dollars wisely that we get from our producers, who we represent up here through the Cattlemen's Beef Board, spend those dollars in the wisest manner possible to increase beef demand through all these different avenues, such as safety, nutrition, health, export growth, innovation. And that pretty much covers the major categories, but that's what we're doing. We're working to wisely spend those checkoff dollars that are hard-earned dollars from our producers.
You're out just for a couple of minutes from the Export Growth Committee meeting, even as we speak, and sounds like, boy, there's still so much opportunity, especially in those Asian markets.
We think so. We haven't given up hope with the loss of TPP. You know, that was a multilateral agreement that was being negotiated. Now, since that's off the table for us, you know, we're still hopeful with our new Secretary of Agriculture and our new administration that we have opportunity to negotiate bilateral agreements with, for instance, Japan. In the case of China, traceability is a huge issue. China demands traceability. But if we could get in that market in China, you know, that would be a tremendous shot in the arm for our beef industry. So we hope that at some point our industry will adopt some kind of at least a voluntary traceability program that will satisfy the needs of the Chinese.
As you know, think about the checkoff itself, and you know, you're going to have a chance probably to visit a lot of producers around the country as you go through these chairs. What's your message, your take-home message to that producer about the value of the checkoff?
You know, my take-home message is a couple of years ago we did a return on investment study that told us that for every dollar we spend, we get $11.20 in return. And specifically through exports, that adds value to each carcass sold in the amount of, right now it's probably around $240, but over the past couple of years it was as high as $300 per head. And that's huge to our industry.